Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It is your coach, Chanel Budd, here on the Selfless Love Talk. This morning, I am excited to introduce to you all four fabulous best-selling authors and entrepreneurs. The first one that I'm going to be introducing is a second-time guest speaker here on the Selfless Love Talk show, and that is Ms. Ayana Gallup. Ayana, good morning. How are you?
Hello, Queen. How are you? Thank you so much for having me back again.
Oh, I am doing well, and you're welcome. Yes, I'm doing well, and you're welcome.
Yes, yes. This time I'm coming back with a whole bunch of friends.
I am
so
excited.
Last time we spoke, it was just me and Kobe, and Kobe says hello.
Hello, my Kobe. I'm very excited this morning. I know that we have, you know, some wonderful women here that are going to be sharing some information and testimonies and everything with the world. And so I would like to introduce you and have you go first. So if you don't mind taking the floor.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Well, my name is Ayana Mills Gallo, and I am now a 10-time best-selling author. I enjoy writing to tell my story and coaching, helping others to tell theirs as well. I am so excited about this project right here in this book that we are launching the paperback for today. The name of the book is called From Glass to Stone, 10 Transformational Stories of Resilience. This book is very necessary because oftentimes people suffer in silence. And some of the things that they suffer with are actually common things that we experience, but we never talk about or vocalize. So it's important for me and for others to understand that they're not alone in the journey or in the walk of life. So we are coming to you today and through the book From Glass to Stone to let you know that we've encountered some things in life and still do that are very challenging. But we've built up the necessary resilience to keep on going and to overcome. So we not only tell our stories in From Glass to Stone, but we also tell our transformation, what it took for us to get from where we were, where we felt as if we were fragile in a delicate state, that's from glass, to where we are right now, strong, solid, that's to stone. So that's where the name From Glass to Stone comes from. And that is me. I'm the visionary author. Definitely want to highlight the co-authors because they are amazing. I'm so thankful that they joined me on this journey. I know them all, and they're just phenomenal women. Women do not always get to collaborate because there are always problems and challenges, but these women are all amazing. They're all very, very successful, but they're all very coachable and teachable. So I've enjoyed working with them. I'm so excited. I want the world to know them because they are amazing. And I can be found at Thanks A. Mills on Facebook and Instagram and thanksamills.com. I also can be found at ayanagallo.com. And that is me, and that is my story.
Thank you so much. Next, we are going to be having the phenomenal Christy Phillips. Christy, you may take the floor.
Hello, everyone. My name is Christy Phillips. I tell my story in the Glass for Stone of how I went from being incarcerated to being a business owner and overcoming the obstacles that everybody told me I couldn't do. Because being a convicted felon 3 times, people tell you can't do anything, but you still can. I can be found at Christy Phillips on Facebook and Christy Phillips on Instagram.
Thank you, Christy. Do you want to elaborate a little bit more on your portion of the book? Do you want to touch a little bit more?
Well, I went to jail and had to go through a lot of court hearings and stuff, had to be transported on a van, being told that I wasn't going to be able to get out. I had to go through a lot of struggles of everybody telling me what I couldn't do because I was a convicted felon. I had to keep trusting in God to be able to guide me because everything was telling me no, but God was telling me yes. And so once I started trusting in him, that's when I was able to realize and see and go the path that he had, not what everyone else was telling me. Because
amazing.
As a convicted felon, you know, society tells us we're not supposed to be able to jobs. We're not supposed to be business owners. We're not supposed to be able to do anything. And I had to go through the struggle of finding a way to be able to do it, to make myself be able to get a job and try to make it and deal with paying fines and restitution and dealing with probation and everything. God showed me that I didn't go through it for me, though. Everything we go through is not always for us. Sometimes it's to help someone else in the same situation or to help them to keep from making that mistake.
Yes. Thank you so much. That's what I wanted to hear. And I'm grateful for you. I know that you're going to continue to do amazing things. I know that God is going to use you tremendously. And so the key, and I'm glad I opened up and asked that question, because what I got from what you just said is that you trusted God. And, you know,
yes,
by trusting in God, he literally blessed you and opened up those doors due to your faith and your trust. And so thank you.
Thank you.
Donette Charlton, you are up to take the floor.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So my story is, my chapter is about me being a Lyme disease survivor. I was infected with the disease around 2008, but I got my clinical diagnosis in 2011. So my chapter is just my story in terms of how I felt before the misdiagnosis that I received and the emotional and financial headache that it caused me. And then finally, I guess through much prayer, God came through in like a really divine way for me. So through family and friends and social media, I joined groups. I was able to realize that I'm not alone in this. And here I am today. There's more detail in the book, of course, but just to sum it up, it was just my steps in the way I took, what I took and how I took about getting better.
Thank you for sharing. And how may the listeners get a hold of you?
Oh, you can find me on Instagram, deservingly_Donette. You can also find me on Facebook, just Donette Charlton. And that's it.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm very excited and I'm very well pleased. And I thank you all for even coming on the Selfless Love Talk. It means a lot, and again, I know that we all are going to be phenomenal in going out here and being change agents and, you know, helping to other people to uprise from the things that we have been through and conquered. The next speaker up is going to be Monique Lonitz. Miss Monique,
hello,
you may take the floor.
Yeah. Thank you, and good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. I am Monique, and I am thrilled to be on today. My story is about who I am as a daughter, as a mom, and most importantly, as a woman of purpose. So you'll see in my stories a part of From Glass to Stone. It's really focused on a long goodbye. And that for me is how I went through the transformation from grieving to living and truly focused on a path of purpose that's really focused me on what is my intention and, more importantly, amplifying my unique power as a caregiver to my dad, who was diagnosed with a degenerative disease of Alzheimer's. So through my story, I'm able to share with you my journey and the impact that this change has had on my life and the life of my family. And it's been a life-altering change that we've all had to navigate through without notice, without our choice, but it is something that we have embraced because the reality is dementia and Alzheimer's, it affects millions of people, over 5 million within the U.S., and it was our responsibility and is to be able to care for our parent when they're not able to care for themselves. That's our responsibility and role. So you'll see in my story how I just navigate that new normal, the importance of really giving myself grace and space, and why it's really critical to embrace that power of redefining what you need along your journey in life, particularly when you are informed about something as catastrophic as a degenerative disease of a loved one. Through my story, you'll also hear about the 10 actions that I take and that I follow to my path of a new normal. Some of them include living with purpose. For me, you don't have to wait for the story of life to end for a loved one. Instead, it's really important to live with purpose and hope because you have to know that there is a new chapter to be written each day. My other action is really focused on investing in you. Oftentimes when you care for a loved one, you are taking loans from your own life in pursuit of finding that perfect care. And the reality is there is no perfect care. You just have to do your best. And finally, that last action I think is important for anyone going through something that requires a level of change is that you have to hold on to the love that you have for that parent because it's going to anchor you in that range of emotion. So I'm thrilled to be on here today. I'm excited for you all to take the journey with all of us as we transition from glass to stone. You can find me on Instagram at OlanderSecond, which is OlanderS, the number 2 and the letters ND, or you can find me at OlanderSecondSpeaks.com. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was amazing. Thank you. I got a lot from what you just spoke on. The next speaker up is going to be Sade M. Ms. Sade, you may take the floor.
Great morning. Great morning. First and foremost, thank you for having us on the podcast today to share our stories about the book. So my name is Sade Elam, also known as the Financial Stylist. I got to become an author or even the passion for author from a child. I learned that writing helped me release, and it was my form of release to overcome whatever I was going through, whether it was sadness. It just really helped me as an outlet. And so now today I'm actually a coach where I help people get through lifestyle changes. So everything from transforming their mindset to transforming their wallets to transforming their wardrobes. And so from the book From Glass to Stone, my chapter is called From Breakup to Breakthrough. And why I chose to talk about heartache in my chapter is because I think it's something that we all tend to go through, especially, men do it too, but I guess they hide it a little better. But as women, we deal with heartache and breakup and letdowns, and it will consume us and reroute and reshift our whole outcome of whatever we were supposed to do. And so if we can learn to effectively cope and deal and overcome it, then we can continue on with our lives and it won't really have a big hiccup. And so literally my chapter is about heartache, being heartbroken from a breakup, what I did to how the emotions that it took me through. So from not feeling good enough, not feeling pretty enough, not feeling worthy or deserving, then really having to look at myself and asking myself, why do I feel this way? What did I do wrong, or did I do my best? And lastly, giving some tips to get through it and what I did. So understanding that I had to first and foremost know what the root of the issue was and why I was feeling so hurt. Some of the steps are, you know, to make sure that you're accountable to yourself, to someone, to practice self-love, to be vulnerable and learn to love yourself, and also to stay prayed up and focused and don't lose sight of your end goal. Just understand that you are worth it, you are worthy. And so that's really a synopsis of my chapter. You can find me on Instagram at The Financial Stylist, my website, thefinancialstylist.com. On Facebook, I am Sade Elam. That's S-A-D-E-E-L-A-M. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Amazing. So what I'm going to do now is open up to see if there's anyone with questions. And if you all would mute your phones if you are not going to be asking any questions for the background noise. So is there anyone that would like to ask any of our guest speakers today and our best-selling authors any questions pertaining to what information they've given you all today? Okay. So what I'm going to do now is actually I'm going to first thank you all for being on the show this morning. Yes, uh-huh. And please state your name if you don't mind. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Misha from New Jersey. And my question is, where did the title for the book from Break from Glass to Stone come from? Like, where did the concept come from for that?
Oh, do you want me to, can I go ahead and answer that, Chanel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chanel? Okay.
Yes.
So, hi, Misha. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us and thanks for the question. The title From Glass to Stone actually came from my now 12-year-old son, Colby. He's been a part of this in the background the whole time we've been going through this project. I originally had a different title of the book. My book is called God and Hip Hop, a 21-day biblical devotional inspired by hip hop. And this book is actually derived from that. The testimony that I gave in my book, it really influenced some people, so I wanted to influence even more people. So that's why I decided to do this with 10 stories versus just one. So it was going to be called God in Hip Hop. But as I started getting to know the ladies and the whole process of what they went through and even what I went through, I knew that name didn't really apply to who we are now and who we were before. So think of a name that really represents, it's a transformational book, so we wanted a name that represented where we started versus where we are now. And if you look at From Glass to Stone, glass is very fragile, it's breakable, right? And that's where we were. You know, Donette, she battled Lyme disease. She was fragile, battling Lyme disease. I overcame silence from childhood trauma, right? So I was very fragile during my silent time. But now, after me speaking more about my childhood and Donette speaking more and going through the healing of Lyme disease, she's now whole and strong, and so am I. So From Stone represents our current. So the whole book's theme is from to. The title is From a Place to a Place, and each chapter is From a Place to a Place. So it's the name of the book and the whole theme of the book. So everyone's chapter goes from to. Mine is from silent child to public speaker. Dinette's is from battled health to conquered illness. Monique's is from grieving to living. Sade's is from heartbreak to breakthrough. The entire book is based on that theme, that transformational theme. So thank you.
Thank you. Any more questions for our guests? Okay, so if there's no more questions for our guests this morning, what I am going to do now is I am going to do a closing prayer. And I do this across my platforms. I am Coach Chanel Budd. I know you all may not know who I am, so I'm going to introduce and give you a little bit more
Chanel,
about who I am and what it
Chanel,
is. Yes.
Hey, before you do the wrap-up, can I say something? Because I didn't talk about my story in the book. I wanted to make sure we had enough time. Can I say something, please?
Absolutely. Who am I speaking with?
This is Ayanna.
Sure. Ayanna. Absolutely.
And, yes, this is Ayanna Gallo. Like I said, my story is from silent child to public speaker and published author. But I wanted to say that it's a total of 10 authors in this book, and all the authors are so amazing, and the stories are so unique. I want to really highlight them and say thank you to them for being vulnerable and telling their story, because it's so brave. Because I came from silence, I really applaud their bravery to really speak about their stories, and want everyone to know who they are. Not on the phone, missing, is Makeba Lockridge. She is a part of the anthology. Natalie Bryan is also a part of the anthology. Chidima Anusiam is also a part of the anthology. Karen Jokon Medley is also a part of it. And I believe that is all 10 of us. And, of course, you have Monique Renaud, Donette Charlton, Christy Phillips, and Shade Elim. Oh, one more person. We have Cindy Lumpkin, who is also a part of the book anthology. So I just wanted to really highlight those 9 women and say thank you so much for being so brave. And I know that it wasn't easy. I know that I pretty much threw you guys into this whole thing. And I thank you for believing in me and trusting in me. And you're all doing so amazing. And I'm so excited about the lives that you will impact. This book was for us to heal, but it's also to help others heal and give them the steps to heal based on what we did. So this book is phenomenal. I'm very, very proud of it. I stand by it totally. And I recommend it to anyone who's going through any challenges, you know, who feels like they're stuck and they can't go on. We've all been through it. And we got through it, and you can get through it too. To purchase a copy of the book from me, you can go to fromglasstostone.com and follow all the ladies on social media so you can keep up with them and hear the amazing things that they are going to do. And that is all I have for today. Thank you so much, Chanel, for inviting us, allowing us to come and share our stories. And I really appreciate you. Thank you for having me back again. And I'm excited for you and all that you're doing. And I just look forward for us to continue to work together.
Absolutely. And you are so welcome. I'm honored to have you all. And I will be getting a copy of the book, and I will be sharing your information.
I have a copy for you. I forgot to tell
thank
you.
Thank you.
To say thank you.
Thank
I
you.
Have a free copy of the book that I will mail to you. Thank
Yay.
You so much. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. You're welcome. So I am Coach Chanel Budd, and this platform was created for phenomenal women like you, all that are a part of this show. Myself, I have a story as well, and I'm a four-time author and a life coach, relationships, and personal development. I am an inventor, and I am a designer. So what I've done is created a platform where we can come on as another means of getting our messages out to the world, right? And like you all said and touched on, what you go through, you want to be able to help other people get through. And that was my story as well. So I am very, very, very supportive. I am very inspired. And it is my mission and motivation every day to live in my purpose as well. And so I always close us out in prayer because, you know, without God, it wouldn't be possible. And that's my testimony. So, Heavenly Father, I come before you right now. And I'm just thanking you for those that you have sent to me, phenomenal women of God, Lord, people who seek to do your will and to help other people through their pain. I ask that you continue to heal everyone that needs to be healed and strengthen us, comfort us, and also give us all the means that we need, Lord, above and beyond, so that we'll be able to go out and do your will and your business without worry. I pray for everyone's families. I pray for everyone's coming and going, that we all are covered and protected. And I thank you for the financial overflow, Lord, the financial freedom that we all will obtain if we haven't already, Lord. We just thank you in advance. We thank you for helping us and using us to be vessels to go out and help other people in the world. So right now, again, I'm just thanking you, Lord, for all that you are doing and all that you have done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 So we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show. You can actually, I'm going to give my information out as well. You all are welcome to come back as you pursue your endeavors. You can come back and give testimonies, or you can also share again more information as you grow in your businesses and everything. My information is CoachChanelBud@gmail.com. I have a website, and that is www.MondayMorningClientServices.com. I do have like some designer wear and things like that, and it's called Selfless Love Essentials. And you can find that at selflessloveessentials.com. And I just would like to end the show again by thanking you all for coming on. I know that we have a lot of things that are going to happen this year that we're going to be able to celebrate together. And so let's just continue to do, you know, what we do best, and that's helping to change the world. Everyone have a great Saturday afternoon.
You too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.